live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with my producer, Mark Price, 1320 WILS, and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My next guest, thrilled to have with me, Kate Tykocki, who is Chief Communications Officer at Capital Area Michigan Works. Good evening, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, very well. You gave me a heads up to something going on. There's so many topics we could talk to you about at Capital Area Michigan Works, but tonight to start with, we're going to focus on a program and an exciting adventure coming up with a program called Keep Learning. Can you tell us a little bit about what Keep Learning is?
Yeah, well, Keep Learning is really a public service effort to try to help transform the culture of education in this community to be one that really embraces lifelong learning. And so, in an effort to do this, the Keep Learning Coalition has put in for a Pepsi Refresh Project grant, which is a competition that we are now in the running for.
Oops, did we lose Kate?
I think we might have.
There she is. Oh.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We love cell phones because we can get a hold of you, wherever you may be.
It's true.
Okay, so we were in the process of talking about through Pepsi.
Yeah, so it's a Pepsi Refresh grant, and basically it means that we're competing with about 1,100 other ideas out there in the U.S. to win $50,000 to bring back to Mid-Michigan to help improve the river trail and install lifelong learning stations.
Now, the specifics of this are pretty impressive. I went on and voted today, I have to tell you, and it was very easy to do on Facebook, and it was fun to read and see on there also. There's a lot of great projects, but this one is really cool. And to go into detail, it's about installing these stations with fun facts and figures and historical information and as it talks about conversation starters. And the Riverwalk is something that people have never stopped using in Lansing, and more are using it, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. It's a phenomenal resource in this community. And so this is really just adding to that and taking something that we know that families already use and turning it into an opportunity for them to talk about education, to talk about what do you want to be when you grow up, and more importantly, how are you going to get there?
Very good. Now, you can log on to Facebook, or why don't you tell us how we can get in there to take a look and to vote?
Well, you can vote three different ways, and the cool thing about this is that you can vote every day. And so if we're going to be successful, we really need to do that. We need to vote, you know, every way, every day, and make a commitment to it. But basically, you can either use a Facebook application, the Pepsi Refresh voting app. So if you're on Facebook, all you have to do is search that, download it, and you can vote right from your Facebook page. Or you can go on to refresheverything.com/keeplearning, and that'll take you right to our competition page. And you can vote there by logging into the Pepsi site. And what I think is kind of the easiest way to vote is you can vote by texting in the number 105421, which is also on that Refresh Everything page. And all you do is text that to the word Pepsi, and your vote's been cast, and Pepsi will send you a nice little reply message saying thanks for voting.
Yeah, I did get that. I did it to test it out to make sure it worked as easy as I hoped it would, and it does. And it tells me how many votes I have left for the day or whatever, so I enjoyed that immensely. How the $50,000 will be used? Do you have kind of a breakdown, an estimate of how that will be used?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a breakdown. The majority of it is to install the learning stations, to update new learning or the existing learning stations, as well as to install a playground facility along the river trail. And one of the things that we're excited about doing is working with the city and, you know, saying, where do you need a playground? Where do you want a playground, and how can we help? So this is a completely volunteer-run organization, and so all of the dollars are going right to making the improvements and adding the assets along the river trail.
Very good. Back to the Keep Learning effort. As you said, it's about lifelong learning. How long has this effort been around, and what are some of the other things that the Keep Learning effort is about?
Yeah, Keep Learning really started as a concept back in 2006, was launched as a a formal campaign in 2007 and just incorporated in 2009. And this is really the first year that we've had some significant grant dollars behind the initiative to get out there and try to help people understand that in order for individuals to be successful and for us as a community to be successful, we really need to focus on education and make sure that everyone in our community is committed to always taking the next step up educationally.
Well, you and I had a few minutes to talk yesterday, and I liked the way you put it so succinctly. You know, to tell folks, if you haven't graduated high school, get that GED. If you've gotten that far, don't stop there and move on to a bachelor's degree and so on.
Yeah, it's really about never being content. We have a lot of people, and we have a culture here in Michigan that we haven't had to be highly educated to make good money in this state. And so we don't necessarily commit ourselves to always going one more step, you know, getting that next certification, continuing to learn throughout our lives. And if we want to be successful in the new economy, that's what we have to do. It's what other countries are doing. It's what other states are doing. And we have the resources here in the greater Lansing area to be able to do that. There's no excuse not to. It's just a matter of awareness.
You told me a couple of other interesting things that I had kind of heard about on the peripheral, but in terms of Michigan, or excuse me, in terms of Lansing, you know, with like the cool cities and upcoming cities, those were some great ideas that you threw out there that I heard yesterday.
Well, yeah, the Lansing area really has a lot going for it. And so I think we really have the potential to be one of the, well, we're already one of the leading economies in the state of Michigan, but I think that we have the potential to be competitive with places like Madison and Minneapolis and Raleigh-Durham and some of these, now it's epicenters. You know, earlier this year, Greater Lansing was named by Kiplinger as one of 10 great cities for young adults. We also were able to win the Next American City designation, which was really a matter of people organizing and, you know, stepping up and saying, hey, we're going to make a commitment to win this thing, and submitting ideas and reasons why they believe in our city and why they think that our city is, you know, is a smart city in the United States. And so we've got some really great things that we can build off of, and we just need to be able to continue that momentum and be able to really change the culture and the emphasis that we place on education.
Yeah, and Capital Area Michigan Works has really pushed this Keep Learning program. Why don't we give them one more time, Kate, if you don't mind, where they can go to vote for this River Trail project?
Sure. Well, you can get all the information at refresheverything.com/keeplearning, or you can text 105421 to the word Pepsi.
Very good. And we're going to have you back. There's so much going on, as I said earlier, at Capital Area Michigan Works. I came into the office yesterday. It was a very busy place, an amazing amount of resources available to folks there. So, Kate, will you come back on sometime and talk to me about some of all the things you have going on there?
Absolutely.
Very good. Thank you so much, Kate. Have a great evening.
Thanks, you too.
Thanks so much. You're gonna want to go on. Mark, maybe you can go on and friend them too and vote for that. It was really very cool.
That is pretty cool. I've heard of the Pepsi Refresh thing. A lot of companies trying to get those grants to get something like that. It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. And to see all the projects, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things out there. We just need people to vote, and then we'll be a shoo-in for this one.
Yeah, Pepsi, is it refresheverything.com?
Or? Refresheverything.com.
All right, and then you can just search for it and go from there?
Go from there. Friend it. Vote. Vote early. Vote often.
There you go.
We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this break for news. We're going to come back. Dennis Lather, there's a new baby at the Potter Park Zoo. We'll talk about that when we come back.